Let's get into the live interview segment now, a presentation of Courtesy Plumbing and Heating. They have earned a reputation for doing the job right the first time. Head coach Dan Da Silva is here and in place. And I mentioned at one point during the broadcast that this looked, in the second period, eerily familiar to what we saw in Moose Jaw a couple of weeks back, where they did quite the job of trying to clog up the neutral ice and slow you guys down through the neutral ice area.
Yeah, I would agree with I don't know if the games are all that similar for me, but we haven't done a great job as of late getting pucks behind teams and getting to work and establishing our game, especially, you know, getting in the ground and pound style of offense that we like to play, where we grind teams down and get our cycle game going and spend time in the offensive zone. We have not done that consistently enough for the last handful of games. So, it's definitely an area of improvement for us, and I guess give Regina credit. They did a good job.
One key area, of course, would be in the first period. You had four power play opportunities and didn't connect.
Yeah, we weren't ready from the start, Les. We didn't get off the bus until the third period with 10 minutes left to go. So, again, another area of concern for us as coaches. Like, we need to be ready from the drop. That was an opportunity right there to take the game by the horns and really make the most of it, put them behind early, and we didn't even get any momentum from it. We weren't executing passes. It was pretty sloppy to start, and it was disappointing.
And in the third period, okay, so you came on in the final 10 minutes, but even their fourth goal, Ben Saunderson knocks a puck out of midair at the blue line. Great play with great high-hand coordination. Unfortunately, it's right onto the stick of Zach Moore, and he takes off and scores. It's just bad break there, more so than anything else.
It was, but it's more than that, too. We had too many mental errors. So there's, you know, in our system and our structure, we have face-off plays designed, and we have a high man designed for that, and our high man was sleeping. We're supposed to do a good job and stay high, be an F3 high to support our D and have two guys forecheck the puck, and we had all three forwards forecheck the puck and gave up a clear-cut 3-on-2. Doesn't happen if we are executing our details, and that's what I mean by not being mentally in it. And that's you know, the frustrating part. Sometimes you don't have your legs, you don't have your hands, whatever it may be, but to not be mentally into it, is there's no excuse for me.
The goaltending change was based on just trying to get the guys started here and let them realize that, hey, we're having to pull our goaltender because you guys just aren't playing well in front of them.
That's exactly it. It was definitely nothing to do with the way Guards is playing. He's been our backbone, our rock all season long, and it's hard to watch him, you know, go through that, and, you know, we've gave up face the grade A opportunities and just not have the team playing in front of him. I feel like maybe we're a little comfortable in front of him, that, you know, he's going to make those saves, don't necessarily need to be that tight in front of him. We got guards back there, and that's unacceptable type of mentality. So and then as a coach, you're trying to provide a spark. You want your team to be able to provide their own spark, have the players take it upon themselves to go out there and show some type of pushback and provide a spark themselves, but it wasn't happening. So I felt that it was the time to make the goaltending change, and hopefully we could get a spark that way. And I felt it did help a little bit. We seemed to get a little bit of traction at that point. Was I so happy with our game yet? No. But it wasn't until the last 10 minutes when we finally played with some desperation.
Okay, so the last one obviously is you got one more chance to get out of this losing funk at home, where it's been really good for you, coming up on Sunday afternoon against Brandon, a chance to go into the Christmas break feeling pretty good about yourselves if you can come up with a big victory on
Sunday. Guess what I'm going to say. Can you guess?
I have a pretty good idea what you're going to say.
It's not getting any easier for us on Sunday. But we get to go home, and, yeah, we have an opportunity to end off the first half, I guess, almost half of the season at home before Christmas break. And I know everyone's excited for that, but, you know, it's going to come no matter what. So we may as well go out there and work and compete and be mentally into it from the start. So hopefully the fans, especially who are listening, hopefully they come out on Sunday and support the boys. They could use a little pick-me-up.
Absolutely. Okay, Dan, thanks for this. Look forward to Sunday.
Thanks, Les.
Dan Da Silva, head coach of the Saskatoon Blades, joining me on the live interview segment brought to you by Courtesy Plumbing and Heating. They have earned a reputation for doing the job right the first time.